Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly. The film is Black Klansman. Hi, David.
Hi, Jill. How you doing?
Oh, swell.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And yeah, you pronounced that very nicely as two separate words. But of course, the way the movie is actually titled, it's sort of one word, Black Klansman, or maybe if you pronounce it literally the way it's spelled, Black Klansman, because in between the black and the Klansman, there's an extra K, so we get KKK, because that's the kind of Klan we're talking about here. This is the new movie by Spike Lee. And I would like to, before getting to the film itself, which, by the way, is very, very good and totally worth everybody running out and seeing right away if they haven't already, I would like to back up a little bit and talk a little bit about Spike Lee. I actually wrote a book about Spike Lee just a few years ago called Spike Lee's America, published by Polity. And funny thing about Spike Lee is that, well, first of all, the very, very serious thing about Spike Lee is that he is, in this enormously white-dominated American film industry, the only African-American filmmaker who has built and sustained over many years a very major career. There have been other African-American filmmakers who have managed to make some very considerable work. Charles Burnett comes to mind. John Singleton comes to mind. There are others. But Spike Lee is the only one who has managed to really sustain a very major career. And he, for that reason, in terms of the practice of American cinema, but also he is just an amazingly excellent filmmaker. However, he does not always do excellent work. Back in 2008, he made a movie called Miracle at St. Anna. It was his big World War II movie. And one was looking forward to it because it was a very, very major production. And when it came out, I did not regard it as a disappointment from Spike Lee. I regarded it as one of the worst movies ever made by anyone. And it put a tremendous dent in his career. And since then, again, that was 10 years ago. Since then, he's made all kinds of stuff. He works incredibly. He's made shorts and TV stuff and one-man, kind of one-person shows kind of stuff. So he's definitely turned out a lot of work. But his feature films since then have by and large been minor. Things like Red Hook Summer, a couple of remakes, one called Old Boy, another one called Jesus. His last movie called Chirac, a movie very much about American race relations, based, interestingly, on the ancient Greek comedy Lysistrata by Aristophanes. And that was a sign that Spike might be coming back. But I sort of despaired that anyone would ever buy my book on him, Spike Lee's America, because it was not too long after that book came out that his career kind of, I won't say stalled, because again, he's really kept working and working and working, but he has not made any films that I could really call major works until now. He has now made Black Klansman, which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival earlier this year and was received with great rapture by everybody. And so I was looking forward to it with great anticipation, and it turns out to be well worth the wait. It's really quite a remarkable film. It happens to come along. It takes a while for feature films to move through the pipeline and actually get made. So it's very fortunate of African-American movies. There was not too long ago, Get Out, directed by Jordan Peele, who, by the way, is one of the producers of Black Klansman. Also, we had the big super production Black Panther just very recently, the remake of Superfly, Sorry to Bother You, the documentary Whitney. Last year, there was the movie Hidden Figures. So there's been a very, very welcome wave of movies from African-American filmmakers with African-American characters. And there's also been, of course, a lot of agitation that there really must be much more of this stuff. We need much more of this stuff, which is a sentiment I completely agree with. And I have to say that Black Klansman is an extremely major contribution to this category. So I welcome it with open arms. And again, it's a really good movie. I can't quite call it Spike Lee's very greatest movie. That remains Do the Right Thing, which came out at the end of the Masterpieces of American Anybody. And I also totally admire his movie 25th Hour, which is very much about white characters for the most part, starring Edward Norton. And I still think those are probably Spike's greatest movies, Do the Right Thing in 25th Hour. But the new movie Black Klansman comes just after those on a rank with movies like He Got Game and Jungle Fever and some of his movies from many years ago. I'm delighted he really seems to be back at the top of his game. So now, finally, I would like to talk a bit about what Black Klansman is actually about. It is based on a true story, and as amazing as it's sometimes seen, and as actually implausible even as it's sometimes seen, it's based on stuff that really happened. So I'm sure there's a lot of fictionalization that goes on within it, but it really is based on a memoir by this guy, Ron Stallworth, who was a central figure in these real events back in the early 1970s, which is when the movie takes place. Is a young African-American police officer out in Colorado, and he wants to do something important. He gets hired by the Colorado Springs Police, and the chief tells him that he has the chance to be the Jackie Robinson of the Colorado Springs Police. Jackie Robinson, of course, being the legendary baseball player who was the first African-American in Major League American Baseball. And Ron Stallworth takes this job, and he gets stuck in the records room where he's just working, filing things away back in the age before computers took over, and he really doesn't like it at all. And one day he happens to see an ad in the newspaper for some sort of a white supremacist outfit, it seems to be, and on a sort of an impulse, he dials the phone number, gets on the phone, this recalls this man out right now called Sorry to Bother You, which I don't think is a very good film. And here we have a much cleverer use of the idea of the black person with the white voice on the telephone. He gets on the phone and he ends up talking with someone who is involved in what they call the organization, although it's actually the KKK, but they like to be known at that time as the organization. And he actually makes an appointment to meet somebody from the organization and maybe join up. They're always happy to have new recruits. So there we have now, at the very beginning of the film, near the beginning of the film, we have Ron Stallworth, who has just made an appointment to meet somebody about joining the KKK, but that somebody doesn't know that he is African-American. So what are they going to do? Well, he gets another police officer to go and pretend to be Ron Stallworth. He gets a white police officer whose name is Flip Zimmerman to go and meet the KKK guy, and Stallworth doing the telephone stuff, pretending he is white on the phone, and Flip Zimmerman doing the in-person stuff, but both of them under the name of Ron Stallworth, infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan. This Ron Stallworth composite character does actually infiltrate the Klan and applies for official membership, which means getting, in order to get this expedited, getting the approval of none other than the real-life figure David Duke, who is another character in the movie. And near the end of the film, we see the real-life David Duke in some documentary footage. So that is the setup for the movie. Another very important character is a young woman named Patrice Dumas, who runs a local chapter of a Colorado Springs College chapter of an African-American organization, the Black Student Union. And she's another important character. And Ron Stallworth and she defend, that is the Black Ron Stallworth and she, relationship, and she has idea that he is involved in this this infiltration of the KKK. So it's a very, very, it's a little bit of a complicated setup, but it's just clear as a bell when you watch the movie, and things transpire from there. Now, interestingly, the movie does not begin with jumping right into the story. The movie begins in an unusual way. It begins with a clip from Gone with the Wind, the great classic of 1939, regarded by almost everybody as one of the most, well, at least by almost all white people, as one of the most entertaining American films, one of the best American films, and so forth. And, back when it came out, and for many years after that, it was just regarded as nothing but that, a very entertaining epic saga of the Civil War years. with all kinds of movie stars in it and all of that. You know, and it is, you know, on its own terms, it's a spectacular and very good movie. But of course, it is now also regarded as a tremendous artifact of American race relations. This movie about the Civil War, in which all the major characters are white, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and which takes a very sort of, you know, let's say it does not paint a very accurate picture of American slavery and all of that, you know, horrific stuff. And for that reason, it has come under very, very interesting criticisms in recent decades from the African-American community. So the movie starts with a bit of Gone with the Wind. And interestingly, within, Spike Lee is always eager to note contradictions in American race relations on all sides. So at one point within Black Klansman, one of the characters points out that Hattie McDaniel won an Academy Award for her role as a black Mammy in Gone with the Wind. So, you know, it had its positive stuff too regarding African Americans. In any case, the movie starts out with Gone with the Wind, and we also see a clip from The Birth of a Nation. This is the also legendary blockbuster from W. Griffith, which is a racist film. Technically, cinematically, it's a brilliant achievement and the most towering film of its day. But it's an astounding movie that actually makes the Ku Klux Klan into the good guys who, at the end of the film, rescue the American South from the tyranny of the recently freed ex-slaves. So that's how we get into Black Klansman. We get into it with not just American history, but film history. And then we move, and by the way, then we have Alec Baldwin playing a fictional racist who is making some sort of a film spewing racist propaganda. So that's how the movie begins. And only then do we get into our actual story of the infiltration of the Ku Klux Klan in the early 1970s by the two people both pretending, well, one actually being Ron Stallworth, the black guy, and another one pretending to be Ron Stallworth, the white. Fascinating aspect of Ron Stallworth, whose actual name is Flip Zimmerman, is Jewish. And when he is the in-person infiltrator of the Ku Klux Klan, he has to run into the astounding anti-Semitism, which is also there. So Black Klansman is not just about anti-African-American bigotry. It's about bigotry writ large, bigotry that affects all different kinds of people, in this case embodied in specific ways by the black guy and the Jewish guy. So it's very, very interesting. Now, if all of this also makes us think of today's uneasy state of racial relations, the movie ends with documentary footage of last year's riots in Charlottesville, Virginia. And we see the car driving over the woman who was killed there. And then we see her, a memorial to her with the words, not rest in peace, but rest in power. And then we see the inverted flag here in black and white. So ends Black Klansman with what might be considered a bit of preaching, but it's very, very on-target preaching, and it's raising an alarm about what he rightly regards as a very alarming situation in present-day Donald Trump's America. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on in Black Klansman, and it's very, very, very powerful stuff. I have to say, just yesterday I heard on C-SPAN somebody talking about how that woman in Charlottesville last year, she wasn't really run over by a car. She actually died of a heart attack. You know, there's people around there who actually don't think it matters that a racist drove a car into a crowd and injured a bunch of people and killed one. So it's just quite extraordinary. So as I said, there is some preaching in Black Klansman. We see a very, very long speech delivered by the actor Corey Hawkins, who is playing the legendary black activist in the old Black Power days, Stokely Carmichael, who at that time was known by him, and it's a very stirring speech, I must say. And much later in the film, we see the actual Harry Belafonte playing an elderly African-American activist telling about a horrifying lynching episode that took place years ago, but was just absolutely curdles your blood when you hear about it. We also have, again, references to what's going on right now in America. We hear rhetoric about America first. We hear rhetoric about helping America get back its greatness and all this sort of thing, which is very, very, very au courant. And there's also a lot of satire in Black Klansman, some of it very, very funny. One of the anti-Jewish bigots in the KKK is asking the Flip Zimmerman character, suspecting that he might be Jewish if he is circumstanced. So, you know, you can figure that one out pretty easily. So it's a very funny movie. It's a movie which is full of action and suspense. It's an amazing film. It's also a beautifully acted film. Flip Zimmerman, played by Adam Driver, Patrice Dumas, Parrier, David Duke, marvelously played by Topher Grace. And above all, the black Ron Stallworth, the real guy who all this stuff happened to, played by John David Washington, the son of the great Denzel Washington, who has done a lot of work with Spike Lee. And he is absolutely wonderful. It's a brilliant performance, and I personally think he deserves every award that there is in the book. So the bottom line, Black Klansman is Spike Lee's marvelous comeback to really major achievement in filmmaking, and a movie which on its own terms should be seen by everyone. It's just sensational. And that is my story this week, Jill.
Thank you very much, David Sterrett. Films in Focus, the film Black Klansman.